listening to the Kathy Barnett Show here on the number one talk radio station in Philadelphia. And I want to give a shout out to Greenville, Mississippi, WNIX FM. Thank you so much for carrying the show. I truly appreciate you. So why? Why would Governor Josh Shapiro put out a 502-page proposal for this unprecedented power grab? I remember and I was talking to, I was in a room with Dr. Ben Carson. This is before he ran for political office. And he was just talking as a medical professional, asking the question to this room of people saying, why do you think the government wants to have control over your healthcare decisions? Do you think it's because they care about you and your health? And then he laughed. And I want you to listen to this. Why would Josh Shapiro at this moment in time decide, hey, I know what we need to do. We did such a horrible job in managing the COVID response. Now what we need to do is just double down on that and take more control, get more control over people's lives so that we can be even more intrusive in the lives of people as they figure out during, that was very scary COVID, right? That was very scary time. We didn't know what was true, what was false, what's good, what's bad, what's up, what's down. And then to muddy the water with the politicalization that was going on just made it all the more challenging. So what would be the motivation behind someone like Josh Shapiro saying, aha, eureka, we need more power over people's health? Listen to this from his own mouth.
And listen, this isn't just good public health guidance. This is also really good for our economy. We're also one of the top sites in the entire country for vaccine production here in the Commonwealth, employing thousands of Pennsylvanians in manufacturing vaccines. In fact, more than half of all vaccines administered in the United States come from a facility here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This vaccine production is responsible for 4,700 jobs of our fellow Pennsylvanians and generates $4.74 billion for our economy. So look, I know you probably don't worry about that a whole lot when you're conducting important healthcare procedures, but it's also big business for us here in this Commonwealth.
Business.
Our health, our safety, and our economy all depend on people having access to vaccines.
Okay, did y'all hear that convoluted? He starts off saying it's big business. It's about jobs, it's about dollars, it's about production, vaccine production, vaccine production. And then he ends it with, oh, RFK Jr. is trying to take away vaccines from you. I mean, which one is it? You spend the majority of your time talking about this is good business. I mean, let me read it to you guys again. He said, this isn't just good public health guidance. This is also really good for our economy. More than half of all vaccines administered in the United States come from a facility here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This vaccine production, i.e. business, is responsible for 4,700 jobs of our fellow Pennsylvanians and generates $4.74 billion for our economy. It's also big business for us here in this Commonwealth. Our health, our safety, and our economy all depend on people having access to vaccines. And RFK Jr. and the president, they want to take that away from us. I don't know about you, but I don't believe that what's best for my health, what's best for my children's health, should be spoken in the same sentence as what's good for big business, what's good for jobs, what's good for dollars, what's good for the economy, what's good for vaccine production. I don't think, because it's my life. It's my livelihood. It's my ability to take care of my family. It's your ability to take care of your family, whether your business is going to be open or closed. Do you really want, whether or not you have the ability to take care of your family, to be in the exact same sentence as what's good for big business and the economy? Should that be the decision? And maybe it should. But then if it should, if the economy and my own personal health care and my own personal safety should be in the exact same sentence, should we give all of the control and making that decision into the hands of the government alone? Or should it be a situation where the government has input? Because I do believe the government has a role to play in our safety and absolutely in our economy. But should we give the government explicit control to where you and I have no ability to challenge, to push back, to say, wait a minute? Because again, let me read it to you. The new regulation in this 502-page proposal that Josh Shapiro and his Department of Health Services have put forward, the new regulation explicitly states that no person can interfere with a Department of Health investigation and further specifies that health bureaucrats, i.e. unelected people, have the power to meet and speak with a student or other person in private at schools, and that no one can obstruct them. Do you really think Democrat, liberal, woke, Democrat, Socialist of America, conservative, Republican, libertarian, I don't care, whatever your banner is, whatever umbrella you're hovering under right now, do you really think it is in your best interest for the exact same entity whose responsibility is to protect you, your safety is to protect our economy, that same entity should also have unrestricted access to your children, to whether or not your business stays open, to whether or not they can enter into your home, your apartment, your business with no warrant, just walk in, flash a badge, shut up, sit down, be quiet. You don't know, I know, just believe the experts. We did that already. How did that turn out? How many unnecessary deaths did we have as a result of that? Did it work? I'm for one saying it did not work. I don't know. If some of you think it did work, please call. Please call. I would love to talk to you. No ad hominems. I just want to hear the jab. How many of you turned yourselves into pin cushions? I want to know, with spike proteins floating through your body. I want to know, did that, was what we did during 2020, 2021, 2022, was it our absolute best as American? And do we want to double down on it? That's my question. I'm just asking questions. Just asking questions. Because we did not challenge these people, because no one has been held responsible for the businesses that were destroyed, I am not surprised that there is a move to double down and to get absolute control. I wanted to read this because, again, we've forgotten what happened during 2020, 2021, 2022. But Josh Shapiro at that time, he was the attorney general for the state. And he openly admitted to pushing back against COVID-19 restrictions and that the pushback he received during that time of 2020, 2021, 2022, he openly admits today that it motivated the proposal, this 502-page regulation change. It cites Corman versus Acting Secretary of Pennsylvania Department of Health, a case in which the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled the Pennsylvania Department of Health did not have the power to enforce a statewide school mandate. And Josh Shapiro cites this as the impetus for the drastic restructuring of the Pennsylvania health code today. Back then, under Tom Wolf, he used his unchecked emergency powers to impose some of the harshest COVID restrictions in the nation from March 2020 to June 2021. And Josh Shapiro was nicknamed his enforcer at that time. He was nicknamed the muscle of Wolf's COVID regime. And when parents took him to court, took the Wolf administration to court, Josh was the one who was before the parent or before the judge. And let's pick that up when we come back on the other side, because I want to tell you, show you a live example that's happening right now that should give all of us great pause to a government power grab. You're listening to Catch Barnett Show. I'll be right back.